The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Grief is something we tend to avoid discussing because grief is private, we tell ourselves. And even if it's shared, it's different for every person, which makes talking about it difficult. And let's face it, losing someone to death is frightening. It's tempting to believe that if we don't talk about it, maybe it won't happen to us. But all life ends. It is imperative that we find ways of talking about this real and unavoidable part of human experience, to give voice to our own feelings of grief, and to find ways to be there for others who've been touched by loss. One thing it took me a long time to realize is that grief doesn't end. The various stages we talk about, from denial to acceptance, don't so much conclude as mellow into something that's no longer quite as painful to live with. Part of my daily life involves thinking about my parents who have passed away. I don't think of them in illness, and I don't think of them with the sharp, unbearable pain of fresh loss. Rather, the gift of my life with them is something I turn over in my mind happily, grateful for what it felt like to live and talk and be together. Another great argument for talking about loss is that you and I will surely see things differently. Listening to your take on death adds to my toolkit for dealing with the other losses I might one day confront. And besides, the universe is so full of mystery, so rich with seeming contradiction and logic that defies human comprehension, that who's to say one person's view of death has to align with another's? Who's to say we both can't somehow be right? Today's poem, Michiko Dead, has been deeply useful to me ever since I first read it in the year following my mother's death. It operates by way of a comparison, likening the struggle of grief to a man carrying a heavy box. I love the way the poem urges you to read it with your whole body, feeling the weight of the box and recollecting the various familiar strategies we've all employed in trying to carry something too heavy and unwieldy to be managed easily. It makes a very visceral argument for the notion that grief is something we learn to carry, and that moving on need not mean letting go. Michiko Dead by Jack Gilbert. He manages like somebody carrying a box that is too heavy, first with his arms underneath. When their strength gives out, he moves the hands forward, hooking them on the corners, pulling the weight against his chest. He moves his thumb slightly when the fingers begin to tire, and it makes different muscles take over. Afterward, he carries it on his shoulder until the blood drains out of the arm that is stretched up to steady the box, and the arm goes numb. But now the man can hold underneath again, so that he can go on without ever putting the box down. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel and John Miller. Production assistance by Chrissy Pease and Brenna Everson.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.